Oh, you don't miss them. You just miss the version of you that you were when you guys were together. And so that person is really just a mirror of you. So it's not really you missing them. You just miss the way that you expressed love when you were with them. And it wasn't just this one girl that said it. It was actually multiple people that have said this before, which is why I feel like she got it from somewhere else. And that's okay. We all get ideas exchanged, whatever. But so I just get annoyed by that now because sometimes I feel like we really try to zoom out so much that we can't just let it be what it was, right? You fell in love with somebody and or you tapped into love with somebody, whatever. And now you're not together with the person. And so, yeah, now you miss them. Could that person have brought out a specific type of love out of you that you miss? Yes. But what's wrong with just saying that you miss that person? You miss how that person loved you. Because throughout our lives, for different many people, may not be everybody, because some people may just stay with one person for the rest of their life. You will have many different loves in your life, and you may experience different versions of love in your life through the lovers that you have. It is okay for you to miss that type of love that they gave you, that only that person gave you. It doesn't mean that you won't be able to find love again, right? You've just entered a version of love that you really enjoy that this person provided. And I believe that the world is abundant, so you can always have different versions. It may never be the same, but you'll have different versions of love that you'll experience. But I think sometimes we are straying away from like how other people make us feel. We're in on the earth with other people. We are interacting with other people. So to just say, oh, it's just another version of you and it's just a mirror of yourself, y'all could believe that. That's cool. I don't believe that all the way. I think that we definitely have different people and energies around us and different people that give off a certain energy, and we may have really enjoyed that person. Yes, we may have enjoyed what they brought out of us, but we have just enjoyed that person and what they provided for us. And it is okay to say that you miss that person, period. We don't have to make it, oh man, that's just a version of me. That's just a mirror of me. No, bitch, you miss the person, and it's okay. It's okay to say that and to just sit with that. Life goes on. You're going to get better. You're going to have more loves. You're going to, experience more loves. But it's okay to just sit with that. And I think sometimes we just try to stare away from that. And I don't know why. It's like we're trying to zoom out so much as if interacting with one another doesn't matter, as if the humanity to humanity interaction doesn't matter. Oh, it's also all a different version of ourselves. Bitch, no. It's a person in their own version of who they are and what they brought to the table, and you enjoyed that. And damn, you lost that, or y'all not together no more. Shit, that must suck. That don't mean you gotta, settle in it. I mean, you're gonna feel sad. There's heartache and heartbreak for a reason. But it's okay to be like, dang, I miss that person. I really miss how they made me feel. I really miss how they loved me this way. And that's okay. Stop with the dramatics, you guys. But that's just me. That's my personal opinion. Everybody got their personal opinion. I just realized that sometimes we're just doing too much. And that's just me.
Selfish babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Linked below. Mwah.